Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It was 15 years ago that reality TV judge and mega producer Simon Cowell discovered and mentored Il Divo. The four-piece multinational vocal group became one of the millennium's greatest musical phenomena, becoming pop opera sensations. Over 30 million albums sold, 160 certified gold and platinum hits in 35 different countries. The first classical crossover artist to have an album debut number one on Billboard's Top 200 chart. Guinness World Records listed them in 2006 as the most successful classical crossover group in international music history. Il Divo's latest album, Timeless, their eighth release to reach number one on the Billboard Classical chart. And now their hugely successful six-continent Timeless tour continues with all new North American dates. Tenor David Miller discovered his love for music at an early age, playing piano, trombone, singing in the children's choir, starring in high school music productions. A graduate of Oberlin Conservatory in Ohio, BA in vocal performance, Masters of Opera Theater, an impressive career singing with major opera companies all over the Americas, Australia, and Europe. Highly acclaimed performances, including a Broadway production, about to make his New York Metropolitan Opera debut when he was asked to join Il Divo in December 2003. And David Miller joining us on This Week in America. David, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
It's great to be here. Thank you very much.
So much going on in your career. Let's talk about the Timeless CD. A number of firsts there. The first time you and the others executive produced one of your recordings and curated the song selections. Talk about the process going into putting this collection together.
Well, it was a very interesting process. A couple of years ago, our contract with our record company had kind of come to a natural cadence, but the four of us were not really ready to give up the ship. So we sat down and said, okay, well, what are we going to do? Well, we need to make an album. So we said, okay, first things first, we need great songs. What are the songs that are going to give Il Divo a new animation, a new life? And we thought about, you know, what do the fans like about our music? And what are the words that keep coming back? And the one word that kept coming back was timeless. So we said, okay, timeless. Well, why don't we make an album that kind of has the iconic songs across the decades? And we just started scouring the internet and figuring out and voting on which songs we thought were the most iconic, kind of just take it all the way back from 1930, one song from every decade. And once we put that list together and we saw all those songs together, we said, okay, that looks like an Il Divo album. And then we went through the process of trying to track down each peg along the process, and we've been paying attention for those 15 years with Sony Music, and you know, we went back and found our arrangers, our translators, our producers, and picked the orchestra we wanted to work with, and tried to figure out every step along the way and still fit it within a budget that we felt comfortable with, because
exactly,
we were paying for this now. and we did find out how expensive it is to make an album of live music. You know, it's different than, you know, when you're putting together, you know, like an EDM album or something along those lines. You know, people who can make this electronica in their basement if they want to, which,
yes.
And I love electronica. I listen to EDM and dubstep and hard house. Like, this is what I listen to in my free time. But it's different when you have live musicians that you have to pay these live musicians.
I was going
to
say, you had
you
60
for studio time.
Yeah, you had a 60-piece orchestra. I assume they wanted their money up front when they performed on the album.
Absolutely, and rightly so.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
This is the way the world works, and you know, you want to have somebody's time. You have to pay for somebody's time.
Well, then, and how gratifying to see it go to number one. That had to be a great relief for you and the others. That, like, wow, here we are at the top of the charts already.
Well, it definitely was. It gave us some validation that you know, we had. Like I said, we had been paying attention across 15 years, and we just did what we loved doing, you know. And to realize that pouring your passion into something always translates.
Yes. Yes. With David Miller with us, time going by way too quickly. A couple minutes left in the program. Of course, Il Divo. Information available. You can buy Timeless wherever music is sold. You can get information at their website, ildivo.com. And information on the upcoming all-new dates North American tour. In the couple minutes left, let's talk about that, because this has been a sold-out tour wherever you've gone, new dates in North America. Talk about what we can expect to see and hear, because this is a massive production for this tour.
Well, we are, it's a celebration, really, for us. You know, we've hit a 15-year milestone, and that's a really big deal. Most bands don't make it that far. And so we've included songs off of the new album, Timeless, but also we've put together a really choice selection of songs from across all of our other albums. We've got songs that people have come to love and enjoy and expect from Il Divo. We've got some unexpected things. We've got some music we've never performed before in 15 years. And it's really just, you know, it's the four of us, it's the music, it's engaging with the audience and trying to put a smile on everybody's face.
As I mentioned, ticket information available at ildivo.com. You can link onto that by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It has to be an exciting time for you and the others, because you've got Il Divo, you're doing sold-out dates, you're at the top of the charts, and each of you would have individual projects you're working on at the same time. This is sort of the best of both worlds, isn't it?
It is. It really is. There came a point a few years ago where, you know, each one of us was a solo performer, kind of doing our own thing when we were, you know, plucked from our realms and put into this group and given this opportunity. But what we were doing at the time kind of had to go by the wayside. So we decided, look, there's going to be downtime in Il Divo. We've seen this pattern across the years. There's time in between the tour and the next album. There's time between the album and the next tour. There's gaps in tours, things like that. Let's look ahead, you know, plan ahead, strategize, find those windows of opportunity where if you want to go and do something that's going to animate you as an artist versus animate you as part of the group, which we have that. We have plenty of inspiration for the group, but things that you want to achieve for yourself, do it. Schedule it. We'll plan around it. We'll work with you. And Sebastian was the first one. He started his first solo album, which did very well. He released that. I've started moving into film. I've become a film director, and I had released my first piece was a short film, and I'm actually working on my first feature film right now. And so everyone is kind of just pursuing what they do and kind of doing their homework for what they need to do, so that when we have those windows, we can pull the trigger.
And I didn't realize that, but what you had a film that was at the Seattle Film Festival recently. You directed, co-directed one of the videos for the album, one of the singles for the Timeless album. And it all started when your dad gave you the home movie camera back when you were a kid. That's a topic for another day on the program. But, David, it's been a pleasure having you with us on the program. Continued success with Il Divo. You'll get ticket information available at ildivo.com. Information on Timeless CD, which is available across the country. David, thank you for being with us on the program.
Well, thanks for having me. It's been fun.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.